Blog Talk Radio.
You may be a soldier. I'll stand up for you. When your world comes crashing down, I'll be the one to hold you. Let me be a soldier. I'll fight for you. When you're up against the wall, I will pull you through.
South Florida Connects provides straight spouse awareness support.
Have you found out that you're a straight spouse? Are you worried about what that means for you and your family now? South Florida Connects is here for you. We are a local Miramar nonprofit outreach and advocacy organization that provides straight spouse awareness support to men and women who need help to deal with the devastating realization that their spouse or significant other is secretly gay. We are here for you. Visit us at our website at southfloridaconnects.com. That's southfloridaconnects.com. Or call our support hotline at 954-983-9751. And leave us a message with your contact information and our peer support specialist will contact you. Or you can email us at sfconnects@gmail.com. That's sfconnects@gmail.com to share the details and say what help you need. Call us if you want to have a seminar or support group meeting at your church, business, or organization.
Let me be a soldier. I'll die for you.
Hello, and welcome to Straight Spouse Awareness with South Florida Connects. I am Debbie Thomas Brown, your host and straight spouse educator. It's a pleasure to be back with our regular listeners this evening, and welcome to all our new listeners who are joining us or listening to our Straight Spouse Awareness Show for the first time. This evening, I want to talk about some important relationship truths for straight spouses. Some we wish we knew before the gay thing happened, and some that are often overlooked by straight spouses and others in the general population. As a straight spouse, I found through the years and through experience with my own personal relationships that there are certain undeniable truths that affect the quality and longevity of our relationships. And the resulting impact they have on us may be very surprising to some of you. Some of our radio listeners and visitors to our website have shared some insights with me. And this evening, in hopes that they may help to save you from a little heartache and confusion, and will help you heal, I will share some of them with you. This should help you, even if you are not a straight spouse. So you may want to grab a pen and paper to make a note of some of what I will share with you. You have to love yourself first. This is the most important truth of all. In order to truly have a loving, supportive, and long-lasting relationship with someone else, you need to learn how to be your own best friend first. It's all about falling in love with yourself and sharing that love with someone who appreciates you, rather than looking for love to compensate for a self-love deficit. Sometimes we get into bad relationships with people who only see us as a means to an end. You don't love yourself, and it shows in how you talk about yourself or how you carry yourself. And it shows in so many different other ways. A GPS man, that's a gay man posing as straight, will spot you a mile away, and he will hone in on you because he knows exactly how to make you feel special and fall in love with him, even when you can't even stand looking at yourself in the mirror. If you love yourself, you won't rush into anything or fall for the first man or woman who pays you empty compliments. You will definitely have time to check out a man with a Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde personality. Yes, some people are sociopaths, and only time will reveal that to you. So do not rush into any new relationships. Take your time. If you love yourself, you will like the people you naturally meet, and they will like you. If you don't like yourself, you will waste energy trying to get with people who aren't like you, or you will settle for being with someone you don't really like. There's a solution to this. The most important thing is to learn to love yourself. One way to do this is to realize that you are the perfect you that anyone could be. No one else can be you. No one else can do the things you do quite like you. No one else. No one sees the world quite the same way. No one has precisely your talents or ambitions. No one screws things up the way you do either. No one makes the same mistakes. It's okay to be the way you are. Once you adopt this philosophy, or one like it with regard to yourself, you will start seeing others the same way. Knowing how to love yourself is extremely important. Self-love is at the very core of well-being, joy, self-empowerment, and your ability to create and enjoy the kind of life you want. You cannot enjoy happiness if you are not at peace with yourself. Your relationship with yourself is the most important thing, next to God, that you ever have. From the spiritual perspective, it is by turning your attention inward to yourself that you are able to experience your connection with life, with God, and with all that is. From the human perspective, every relationship you ever have with someone else exactly mirrors one or more aspects of the relationship you have with yourself. Repeat this. My primary relationship is with myself and God. All others are mirrors of it. As I learn to love myself, I automatically receive the love and appreciation that I desire from others. If I am committed to myself and to living my truth, I will attract others with equal commitment. And this is something that was shared by Saket Gowin from Reflections in the Light. You usually get what you put in. Garbage in means garbage out. You cannot plant corn and expect to reap apples. Miracles do happen, but not like that. Know that in 10 years, people may never remember what clothes you wore, which car you drove, and maybe not even your full name. But in 20 years, they will remember how you made them feel and the positive memories you gave them. The true impact you make on people will depend on the time and attention you give to teaching those who know less, caring for those who have less, supporting those who are striving, and tolerating those who are different from you. because your circumstances may be difficult, that does not mean you shouldn't try to make the world and people around you better instead of bitter. 1 Corinthians 15 verse 33 says, "Do not be deceived. Bad company ruins morals." So be careful of the company that you keep, and be careful of how you treat other people. What most people think of you doesn't really matter. You wouldn't worry so much about what people thought of you if you knew just how seldom they do. No one is ever going to care about your life and the way you choose to live it more than you will. So do what is right for you. Live a purposeful life that won't leave you with regrets. Giving up everything to be with someone who does not value you is meaningless. Remaining in a relationship with a man who only wants you around for people to see that he has a woman and not believe he's gay is pointless. Continuing to accept poor treatment from someone who does not value you is a mistake that you will regret later in life. Follow your heart, but take your brain with you every step of the way. Get to know your true self. Who are you? Don't just be who others want you to be. When you are truly comfortable in your own skin, not everyone will like you, but you won't have time to worry about that. Here's an interesting question. Which do you prefer, guilt or blame? Neither feels good, but I think you'll agree that between the two, guilt is the most painful and the most debilitating. Why? Blame at least has some energy mobilization. There is some degree of taking charge of the situation and having control. Guilt, on the other hand, is pure powerlessness, just heart-wrenching inadequacy and self-condemnation. Blame is focused on others. Guilt is focused on self. On the emotional spectrum, what we do to ourselves is much more painful and destructive than anything anyone else could do to us. Self-focused negativity cuts off our connection with our life force. Friends and family won't always support your goals, but you must pursue them anyway. Follow your intuition. Following your intuition means doing what feels right, even if it doesn't look or sound right to others. Only time will tell, but our human instincts are rarely ever wrong. God never leads you wrong. So don't worry about what everyone else thinks. Keep living and speaking your truth. The only people who will get mad at you for going and doing so are those who want you to live a lie. Life doesn't always change as fast as people do. Learn to accept that not everyone is who you once knew them to be. And realize that sometimes it's not the person you miss, it's the feeling you had when you were with them. Your gay spouse is not the person you thought you married, and there are things he does that you will never understand. But remember to love yourself. Love yourself too. as Salma Hayek said, people often say that beauty is in the eye of the beholder. And I say that the most liberating thing about beauty is realizing that you are the beholder. This empowers us to find beauty in places where others have not dared to look, including inside ourselves. Try this exercise. Become your best friend. Look into the mirror and speak into your life. Yes, I want you to speak to yourself while looking in the mirror. I want you to say, I love you. You are wonderful, exactly as you are right now in this moment. You are a good and wonderful person. I know you're a beautiful heart. It is challenging for you right now because you are coming up against a growth area for you. But remember how beautiful you are. You will get through this. Your evolution and growth are assured. I will help you learn how to love yourself. And I want you to say this even if your hair is not combed and you're wearing your PJs. Because it's not about how you look on the outside. It's about how you are on the inside. And I want you to stay with this dialogue for as long as you can. It may feel strange and uncomfortable at first because it is new. That's okay. Just stay with it. Really hear the response from the best friend inside of you. Let that aspect, that best friend who would normally utter, I am a bad person, or I'm a fool, I'm stupid, or I'm an idiot because I allow a gay man to bamboozle me like that. You know, that voice that you used to hear, I want you to turn it around and soak up the love and support that it's giving you now. If you stay with it, you will find a noticeable increase in your self-love. So you can just repeat it to yourself again. I love you. You know, just say that. Affirming words to yourself in front of the mirror. Try doing the dialogue in writing. Because for some people, I know this would be easier if you write it. But don't skip this exercise. You can also do a mini version of this as you go about your day and you become aware of slipping into negative self-talk. Once you've identified the best friend aspect of yourself the first time, it gets much easier to call it up again. Learning how to love yourself is like exercising a muscle you didn't know you had. The more you do it, the stronger it gets. Listen to your best friend's aspect words of love and encouragement. Drink it in and indulge in the good feelings. The goal is to derail any kind of negative self-talk as quickly as possible by bringing in your best friend. That's your inner you. By learning how to love yourself in this way, you will train yourself into much greater harmony and well-being than you have ever known before. God loves you just as you are, just as you were before, and just as you will ever be. And since your Creator loves you unconditionally, you have full permission to love yourself unconditionally too. Can you see what I'm trying to say? Can you see that clearly?
I can see clearly now, the rain is gone. I can see all obstacles in my way. Gone are the dark clouds that had me blind. It's gonna be bright, bright, bright.
Yes, it's going to be a bright, sunshiny day with blue skies ahead, but remember that it may not be quite so smooth sailing for you yet, because some people are meant to stay in your heart, but not in your life. If you're having a tough time letting go of some people who left you, realize that if they wanted to stay, they would still be there. Sometimes you have to forget what's gone, appreciate what still remains, and look forward to what's coming next. It sucks big time when you know that you need to let go, but you can't. But you're still hoping for the impossible to happen. Let go. Yes, it will hurt for a while, but you have to forget about the person who forgot about you and moved on. Everyone has baggage, just like you. The minute someone decides to walk out of your life, that is the same moment in which the opportunity and the space opens up for someone who actually deserves your love to finally walk in. Let me repeat that. The minute someone decides to walk out of your life, that is the same moment in which the opportunity and space opens up for someone who actually deserves your love to finally walk in. Remember, everyone has baggage. So don't be ashamed of yours. Be patient, and you will find someone who loves you enough to help you unpack. Love doesn't hurt. Love is not the problem. So don't blame love if a failed relationship interfered with your other important relationships or robbed you of your self-esteem and personal freedoms. No, don't blame love. For it wasn't love that stole from you. It was possession. It was obsession. It was manipulation. It was deception. It was confusion. Love had nothing to do with your situation. For love doesn't close the door against all that is good. It opens it up wide to let more goodness in. Love creates freedom and abundance. So please, don't blame love for your situation. 1 Corinthians 13, verse 4 to 7 says, love is patient and kind. Love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irrational or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, and endures all things. So, forgive. This leads us to the fact that we need to understand that forgiveness is always the right choice. Notice I use the word choice because it's always a choice, but it's the right one. Because anyone can hold a grudge, but it takes a person with strong character to forgive. When you forgive, you release yourself from a painful burden. And no, forgiveness doesn't mean what happened was okay. It doesn't mean that a person will still be welcome in your life. It does not mean that at all. It simply means you have made peace with the pain and are ready to let it go and move on with your life. Love yourself enough to to drop it and move on to better things. Let God deal with them because He is the one who should do the judging. Don't take on that responsibility because you have enough to deal with as it is. The only way to heal any false belief of being unlovable is to first bring enough love and self-forgiveness to ourselves that we can then open to the divine and feel the well-being that is always available to us when we align ourselves with God. So you forgive them, you need to forgive you. To begin this self-forgiveness process, I invite you to look back on any experience in your past where you are carrying guilt or shame. Look at what your true intention was when you did what you did, or what was going on when whatever happened to you happened. If you look deep enough, you will discover that your truest intention was to take care of yourself in the best way you knew at the time. You may have had a limited awareness of options and perhaps make choices that brought yourself and others undesirable results, but you did the best you could at the time. You need to see the truth of this for yourself, that all of your actions came from a basic human survival instinct, which, in a sense, is loving yourself. In learning how to forgive yourself, first, work on the obvious areas in your life, experiences that you have had in your past, which brings up feelings of shame or guilt. As you work on those, you become aware of other more subtle ways that you withhold love from yourself, judge yourself, and keep yourself separate from God. Love requires three things: acceptance, honesty, and commitment. Love comes when you care about who the other person really is, rather than about whom you think they should become. It's about daring to reveal yourself honestly and daring to be open and vulnerable over the long term. But if you do not know who your spouse really is, that is a problem. How can you truly love someone who refused to be their authentic self? A big part of who you become is who you choose to surround yourself with. Fate controls who walks into your life, but you decide who you let walk out, who you let stay, and who you refuse to let go. So, surround yourself with people who make you a better person, and let go of those who don't. Not everyone should be on your front row. We tend to form ideas about ourselves from the way that other people respond to us. This is true whether their response actually had anything to do with us or not. As young children, we were too young to question the validity of these assumptions we made about ourselves based on the responses of those around us. Eventually, we begin to feel that we were bad, wrong, or somehow messed up at the core. This is the core wound. Now that you are aware of this dynamic, watch for the signs of this in your daily life. Become aware of times when something happens that triggers you into feeling bad or feeling worthless or feeling no good or not good enough, not smart enough, not sexy enough, not woman enough, powerless, etc. I know you heard all of those from your gay spouse. Yes, you heard them time and time again. So you don't really have to search too far to find words because he used them all to you. Watch the things you tell yourself about yourself. Yeah, it doesn't matter what he
says about you. It doesn't matter what he told you. You have to watch what you say to yourself about yourself. Because you're not going to bind to what he said. And if you were binding to it, you're going to stop binding to it. Our work is to bring awareness, love, and self-forgiveness to all of these places inside ourselves. We need to travel to the place of the original wounding in our feeling memory and see that the negative ideas we adopted about ourselves are simply not true. The negative ideas that we accepted from someone else about ourselves are not true. Because we are unique, wonderful, and entirely lovable, just as we are now and just as we were then. Because that's how God made us. Can you remember a time in your life when you shared a dream with someone else and they tried to dissuade you and told you about all the risks and reasons why you would fail? They came up with a million reasons why you would fail, how impossible your dream was, and then proceeded to fill your head with their insecurities. Yeah, I know. You, maybe last week or last month, your gay spouse did that with you. I know. I've heard the stories. The way to succeed is to explore, examine, and get feedback from your environment before rushing into any new venture. The challenge is to know when the information you receive is of value and will serve you and when it is just negative, regurgitated information from negative people who don't want to see you succeed or who are so insecure that they believe if you succeed, you will leave them behind. The easiest way to avoid the negative influence of others is to avoid spending time around negative naysayers and to rather find positive people to surround yourself with. Yes, and that means you might have to move around away from around your gay spouse. When you surround yourself with people who are on a similar journey to your own or who have succeeded themselves, they will offer support and guidance, which will bolster your efforts and help you succeed instead of filling your head with negativity and reasons you will fail. The people you choose to spend time around will have a huge effect on the way your life turns out. So choose these people very wisely. As you prepare to win and become the best version of yourself possible, the biggest part of that preparation is surrounding yourself with people who will encourage and support you. The ideal people to surround yourself with on this journey are people who have succeeded themselves or who are on a similar journey to your own and are driven to realize their full potential. You do not need naysayers. You need people who are on a success journey. These are people who are willing to step up to the plate and take risks and who are able to accomplish things that no one believes is possible. These people are not threatened by your possible success. And so when you share your goals and dreams with them, they will support and encourage you. They will be willing to share their own experience with you and offer you guidance and support. Sharing their own mistakes and helping you to avoid similar mistakes yourself. How your life turns out in the future will depend on the books you read, the actions you take, and the people you surround yourself with. So commit to read books which will help you to continually grow. Take inspired action every day and surround yourself with people who will support and guide you. You are indeed the average of the five people you surround yourself with. So choose these five people very wisely, and you will create the foundation for unlimited achievement. A soulmate is a person who brings out the best in you. They are far from perfect, but they are a perfect fit for you. Remember, every relationship has its problems, but what makes it perfect is when you wouldn't want to be anywhere else, even when times are tough. So please, do not send me emails in one sentence that you saying in one sentence that your gay spouse is your best friend and soulmate, and then in the next paragraph you outline all the crazy things that he's doing and all the incriminating evidence that you found that he is messing around with other men and all the bad things he continues to do to you and your children. That is not a soulmate, because soulmates do not hurt you, they help you. Understand this. Without the beginning base of truth in any relationship, trust cannot occur. Without the development of trust, respect will never be born. Without a level of respect for another, a functional relationship of love will not seed and nourish the partners. Intimacy occurs when we become willing to share our whole selves with another in this order. It is the gift we get when we learn to engage in a balanced, loving, truthful, and functional relationship. My straight spouse brothers and sisters, are you getting the basics from your relationships? Are you still able to give the basics to your relationships? Jesus stressed how important it is that we put him first in our lives when he said in Matthew 10, verse 37, "Whoever loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, and whoever loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me." Don't take it literally. And then again, you should. Jesus did not say that we are not to love others, but that we must love him more than all others. Many more relationships could be considered, such as children, bosses, extended family. However, the quality of all of these relationships hinge on the preeminence of our relationship with God. God and self. God and self. How can you love your gay spouse more than you love yourself and God? Do you get my point? When our relationship with God is our most important relationship, all other relationships will be what they are meant to be. In other words, only when Jesus is our priority can we be assured that our other relationships are based on a firm foundation. Therefore, you love your gay spouse, but you don't love yourself. How can that work for you? How can that work for you? You have to love yourself first. Love yourself first. And I know this is not going to be easy for you, because after all these years of living with someone who puts you down, undermine you, marginalize you, mischaracterize you, treat you like a nothing, it's hard for you to just pick up and just do all of this. So I want you to just take it one day at a time. Just take it one day at a time. And with God's help, you will do anything you set your mind to.
Spouse Awareness with South Florida Connects. Your host was Debbie Thomas Brown, the president and founder of South Florida Connects. Thank you for tuning in. Please be advised that South Florida Connects does not give advice. We provide general information and straight spouse awareness peer support. Subject matters discussed on this radio program are for informational purposes only. We believe in education and empowerment, so we will share information we deem important with you. If you have a situation that matches anything we discussed, please seek the appropriate professional. We do not make on-air recommendations, but if you send an email to sfconnects@gmail.com or leave a detailed message with contact information on our Straight Spouse Support Hotline at 954-983-9751, we will provide a means for you to connect with an appropriate Straight Spouse Awareness professional. We hope that information given here on this radio program will help you become more aware of your circumstances and propel you to get the help that you need for yourself and your family. We are a community, and whatever each one of us can do to contribute to the improvement and betterment of all, we should do so in a spirit of giving and sharing. Visit our website at southfloridaconnects.com for more information on Faith Spouse Awareness. If you have questions or have a topic that you would like to hear discussed, you can send us an email at sfconnects@gmail.com or leave us a message at 954
9839751. May God continue to cover you with His guidance and care. There is nothing you'll face today, this week, this month, or this year that the Lord can't bring you through. I am praying that the peace of God will flood your soul and send any fears holding you back running, so that the vision the Lord has given you will come to pass. Thank God for what you have, and always remember to trust God for what you need. Thank you for joining South Florida Connects for Straight Spouse Awareness. Be blessed, my Straight Spouse brothers and sisters.